These are paragraphs, words of wisdom of Inazal on diversified topics. Now, this next topic we will speak about very briefly, though it is found and discussed at length by the Inazal. Because some people will not understand the full impact of it, we can just say it in just a few short words. It deals with the topic of Nikkeus. Nikkeus means purity, physical purity internally. A person who comes before the king, before a king, sees that he is clean, he is immaculate. A person that comes to daven before Hashem must come clean, spotless too. However, there is also within that a person must be clean internally, which means that he must relieve himself in the morning before he goes to daven. Because if he finds that he must go to the bathroom while davening, it means that his davening is not a pure one. It's very impure, and at times the entire davening is wasted, Chas V'Shalom. Therefore, a person must see to it before davening he should relieve himself. This is called the Koyin, or the Kiyas, rather. And about this topic, the Rebbe Inazal spoke very strongly, very emphatically. But again, I say just a few short words, which should suffice. The Rebbe Inazal spoke about those sects of Hasidim, different sects, who made this a major item in their lifetime. They felt that this is one of the most important items out for Kedusha, to see that they are pure, clean, clear, in order to daven before Hashem in purity. Menachem said, those people who put so much stress on this item are making a very tragic mistake. A person is not a malach, he's not an angel. To expect that he should act normally about this, just simply abnormally. And that's it. Not to worry about it, not to think about it. It is impossible for a person to really be clean internally. I mean, it will testify to the fact that even those who do not eat for 30 days, even those who fast for 6 days consecutively, as Abinazal did very many times. You don't find it today, of course, but these great tzaddikim used to make havdalah on Saturday night. The next article of food or drink that went into their mouths was kiddush on Friday evening. From Saturday night to Friday, nothing entered their mouths. This is like fasting thousands of days, not the consecutive order. And yet the Menachem said, even those who did that, find that they had to relieve themselves even on the sixth day of a fast. So though a person does not eat, there's no way he can really cleanse himself completely. Therefore, those who waste time in the bathroom, waste a lot of time when they should be utilizing it for Kedusha, these people are spending Kedusha in the bathroom. This is a very serious mistake, because as we said once, spend time in the bathroom here, lose out on Teda, it costs a lot later on. Above all, Abinazal taught us the fact, a comforting fact, that a person should never feel that he's not fulfilling his duty, that the obligation of a Jew is to do what's expected of a normal person. Not to go beyond this. The person is not an angel. The person doesn't have to overextend himself physically, to do things normally, but with good intent, with sincerity. It will be accepted by Hashem in firm completion, as though it was done to perfection. And again, the Minazal said this is very important, extremely important to know that a person should ignore large facet of this item, which is discussed so much by other sects. And if anything, went so far as to bring proof from the Shulchan Aruch, from Rishonim even, that a person does not have to fulfill this rule of Nikkeus so meticulously. Just normally alone is enough. That should suffice to put this din in a proper perspective.